Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the center, and I'm here again today with my two speakers, Priscilla Weigel and Dia Anderson. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Yep, thank you.
So we're going to continue the discussion in the last podcast around change and transitions with young children and child care providers. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you two go.
Okay.
Well, one thing that I was thinking about, Priscilla, was that, you know, when a child, when they're 4 and a half or turning 5, that it's important that we not assume that they're going to, just because they're 5, they're going to go to school the next year, because we know that there are some families who make a decision based on their child's developmental needs to wait.
Yes.
So absolutely. It's important that we are communicating with parents during that time and not kind of setting them up for disappointment when they find out that maybe they're gonna wait a year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And why am I not going? Am I not as smart? Or that's a very good point. And I think then when we're making that connection with families, finding out if their child is making that transition to elementary school, where are they going? What's the name of the school? Is it far from home? How are they going to get there? So that we can talk to their child about that information too, so that it helps kind of make it seem like not such a big deal, even though school districts will provide opportunities for kids to go and visit and those types of things. It's still nice, I think, for the person that they spend so much time with, that child care provider who they've known and felt connected to, and now they're thinking, what is that new teacher going to be like? Or we know how kids think, and we, you know, oftentimes they maybe think everybody's just exactly like Dia, all the teachers in the world, but that's not the case, you know. So helping them be prepared for when you go to this new school, there's going to be different ways of doing things, but not spending days and weeks and months beforehand talking about it.
Right.
But just doing a little spattering of preparedness here and there, and as we've said in the last podcast, being planful about it, thinking it through, knowing what you're doing, not just doing it willy-nilly, but just really thinking about setting them up for success.
Right. Another thing, too, is that, you know, I think many of us, change is difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. We get used to doing things a certain way, and it's scary and anxiety-provoking. But I think there are a lot of things that we can do just daily to talk about change in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, look, red and green, or, you know, red and yellow to make orange. It's a change.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about positive changes. And so children have an idea that change can be hard, but change can be a good thing too.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Change can be bright. It can be wonderful. A lot of science type activities involve something changing from one form to another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something as simple as putting ice cubes in your sensory table and talking about the changes and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, starting to prepare them for the idea of change, because life is about changes.
It is, yes. You can't keep everything exactly the same forever. Yeah. And I think, too, thinking of just being planful, how do we, throughout our day-to-day time with children, to help them build those skills that are so essential for school success? And we know that teachers have told us that the academics is not the big deal. It's not the whether or not that child hits the ground running knowing all of their ABCs and their, you know, how to count to 100 backwards and forwards. But there's so many pieces that we can provide in the child care setting that really support the success of that elementary schooler.
Right. And one of those things, I think, is just curiosity and an excitement for learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so providing them with opportunities to get new information and to see that learning is fun and exciting, hands-on experiences
are
really important.
Mm-hmm. and pointing out things that they didn't, that they weren't able to do maybe a couple weeks ago, and then, oh, look at that. Now you can do that. Wow, you're showing me that you're changing.
Yeah,
building. You're getting bigger and stronger, and you're getting better at things that you didn't think you could even do last year. Yeah. And so helping them kind of build that sense of confidence, too, so that they can enter into a new setting and not feel like, oh, I'm the littlest one here. What if everybody's bigger than me and knows all the words and knows everything and knows the routine? And because, you know, even though we think children aren't thinking all those things, some kids really do get very anxious about that, and they think about things, all those unknowns. Anything that we can do that can answer those unknown questions for them. Realistically, we can't tell them how it's all going to play out, but we can say, what's the name of your school? Oh, you know what? I drive by that school every day. I'm going to take a picture of it and hang it on our bulletin board. So everybody can think about that school, because now we know where you're going to be. And just little things like that that can help calm those little nerves that can be kind of, those are big, strong emotions dealing with change.
Very, very big. And I like your idea about just building that confidence and letting them know that they have mastered some tasks and that they're going to be able to do that successfully in a new environment. I think, too, one thing with, you know, it's easy with young children to do a lot of things for them.
Right.
And we really need to think about, we're preparing them for the next place that they're going to be. And in kindergarten, all of a sudden, they're expected to do a lot of things independently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bathrooming, hanging up coats, dressing,
mm-hmm.
because there are so many more children for one teacher,
right,
that they can't possibly be helping every child,
right,
at the same time. So it's important for them to be able to master some of those self-help skills.
Right.
Even things like if your program or your environment is one where you serve lunches, maybe have a day or two where people bring their lunch. Or you eat out of lunch boxes, or you wrap the sandwiches up ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
just so if they're going to be eating their own lunch at school,
sure.
that they've had some experience in emptying out their lunch box and
right.
unwrapping. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Those kinds of things.
Right.
Just those little things that, oh yeah, I know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not, everything isn't totally new. I have done this before.
Right, right. And also even keeping track of their own belongings. I know for a fact, I know for about myself as a teacher or a child care provider, I liked to be able to know where everything was and keep things organized. And sometimes it's easy to do that for kids, as you said. We tend to do that because it makes the world calmer for us as the adult. But to encourage them to take on more of those tasks of, okay, here's all the things that you need to keep track of to take home today. Where are you going to put them?
Right.
So that you make sure they get home and that mom and dad or grandma get to see them. Where do you think that should be? Instead of always having our perfect little organized system ready for them.
Exactly.
Making them involved in part of that process.
Exactly, and that makes me think of cleanup time and
mm-hmm.
how many times I have felt like, oh, I'll just do it.
Right.
But really, teaching children that whole process of cleanup is about organization and doing things yourself and knowing where things belong, and they're going to need to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or a lot of things might get lost in the
right.
in the process.
Right.
Another thing I was thinking about is, you know, making sure that those older children, oftentimes the art table is crayons and markers and those kinds of things, but making sure that they've had some exposure to pencils,
mm-hmm.
Rulers, just those kind of fun little tools that they don't necessarily have to know how to use perfectly,
mm-hmm.
but so that they know what they are,
mm-hmm.
and they're not totally new either.
Right, right. No, I think that those are all really great suggestions that when we think about that's a big transition to leave a place that maybe you have been cared for since infancy, mm-hmm. and then now you're going to go to this new place. Well, maybe you have older siblings there, and you walk those halls, and you feel kind of comfortable. You've gone to a carnival there, or you know your neighbor kids are going to be there. But still, it's a big deal, and to help kids with that. And reading stories, which we touched on our last podcast, just anything that you can do. And I think truly, as we said in the last podcast as well, connecting with parents and helping them understand the process and really be successful, giving them tools that they can use at home so that communication flow is very active between home and childcare. On here's some tips, here's some things we talked about today if you want to continue that discussion at home.
Exactly. I think that's great. And there are a lot of children's books about that transition out there.
Definitely.
And make sure that you read through them first. Some of them are silly.
Yeah.
But you want one that's going to give children a really positive picture.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you both very much. I think this will be very helpful to our listeners, and hopefully they'll also invite some of their parents in and share it as well, because I think the information is encouraging to both parents and the relationship they're building with the families that they serve. So thank you both for this podcast.
Great.
Welcome.
See everyone next time.
Okay.
That's all for now.